Let's see how we've done on our perfect fifth spellings now. I'm going to give you the correct spellings of all the perfect fifths, and why don't we get a sheet of paper, and on the top line, we can put the first spelling of our first perfect fifth, on the second line, the second perfect fifth, on the third line, the third, etc., so that when we end up, we can have all the spellings of the perfect fifth in one column on a sheet of paper. I think that will make it easier to see the pattern of how perfect fifths are spelled. Many of you have probably already figured out this pattern while you were figuring out the spellings. Once we become aware of these spellings, it will make our job of ear training a lot easier, and it'll give us an edge over all of our friends who haven't learned musical spellings. They've only learned basic sounds, maybe. Very shortly, we're going to find it becomes just second nature. Now let's start with our C and G group. There are three perfect fifths on our C and G group, and they are as follows. C flat and G flat. Write that on your top line on your paper. C flat and G flat. The second one is C natural and G natural. Write that right underneath. We don't have to say natural. We could just say C and G, because natural just means the natural tones, C and G. Then we've got C sharp and G sharp. These are all three perfect fifths. Notice that first they're both flats, then they're both naturals, and then they're both sharps. This is the way it's going to work generally. Now this is our C and G group. Remember, from any C to any G is a fifth, but it has to have seven half steps in order to make a perfect fifth. Those are the only two things you need to know to spell a perfect fifth. There has to be seven half steps, that's one thing. And the second thing is, you must have the first degree and the fifth degree. C is the first degree, so therefore G is the fifth degree. C is one, D is two, E is three, F is four, G is five. Those are the only two things you need to know. Now let's go up to our D and A group. There are three spellings for D and A. There's D flat and A flat. Write that underneath the other three you have. Then we have D and A. Then D sharp and A sharp. It's the same thing as the C group, except now we're on D and A. Now we'll move up to our E and B group. We have E flat, B flat, then we have E and B, and then we have E sharp and B sharp. Did you get that one, the E sharp and B sharp? That is also a perfect fifth. We won't really be using that too much because you could just as easily spell that one F and C, so most every time you'll spell it F and C. However, there could be some occasion where you would run across a perfect fifth that would be an E sharp and a B sharp, and you should know that it does exist that way. Okay, now we go up to our F and our C group, and they are as follows. F flat and C flat. That's another one of those unusual ones, but we should know it exists. F flat and C flat. Then we have F and C, and then F sharp and C sharp. Now we move up to our G and D group. G is the first degree, it's the first step, and D is the fifth step, and we have to have seven half steps between all our perfect fifths, so the spellings will be G flat and D flat, then G and D, then G sharp and D sharp. This is very simple, but we're going to show that in just a second here, we're going to have a little fluke that's going to come into our chain of spellings here. But let's right now go up to A and E. It's our A and E group. The spellings are A flat, E flat, A and E, and then A sharp and E sharp. Now make sure you can't spell that E sharp as F. Some of you might have done that. It has to be E sharp because we're looking for some kind of an A and some kind of an E. We don't want some kind of an A and some kind of an F. So we have to spell it A sharp and E sharp. Very important. Okay, now we move up to our B and F group. And the spellings are B flat and F and B and F sharp. That's all we've got, because we don't really have B sharp and F double sharp. It would have to be an F double sharp. You'd have to go up two half steps in order to spell that one. So that's a very unusual kind of an interval, so we're not even going to consider that at all. So you don't even have to worry about that at all. We just have two, B flat and F, and B and F sharp. Those are all the spellings that we've got for all the perfect fifths. Now, if you made any mistakes at all, go back and understand why you made your mistake. There's only two things you have to remember. You have to have two tones which comprise a first degree and a fifth degree on the white notes. And then, when you're spelling them, even if they have black notes in them, they still have to have the first degree and the fifth degree on the white notes. It has to be in these groups, any C to any G, any D to any A, etc. And then the only other thing you have to remember is there are seven half steps from the bottom note to the top note. Once you understand that, you're going to be able to spell any perfect fifth at any time. So I think that's clear now. If you have any other questions on how to spell perfect fifths, then you could review lesson number one and also the spellings I have just given you. And I think it should be very clear.